Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
I'm Melissa Daniels from Yorktown, and I'm reviewing The Secret Garden by Frances Hogsden Burnett. The Secret Garden is a timeless tale of transformation written 100 years ago. This children's classic has become the most read and most beloved book in my library. It's the story of a young orphan girl, Mary Lennox, and her growth and discoveries at her reclusive uncle's mysterious manor house in England. This disagreeable little girl is transformed in the pages of this book as she discovers and nurtures her secret garden, its door hidden deep within a wall of ivy. Each time I have read The Secret Garden over the past 20 years, this seemingly simple story has taken on a new depth. The idea of a secret garden was alluring to me as a young girl. Imagine a space all to myself. Now, all these years later, as a working mother of two young children, it seems even more enchanting and exciting. I can envision the walls of climbing roses and the carpet of fresh green grass. A calm, secret space that is full of hope and natural beauty. I love the author's description as Mary first discovers the garden. It was the sweetest, most mysterious-looking place anyone could imagine. The healing power of nature is a strong theme in the book. Beyond Mary's transformation, there is also that of her cousin Colin, treated as an invalid and kept indoors nearly his entire life. Upon her discovery of this ill-tempered and sickly little boy, Mary tells stories of the world outside and eventually shares her secret garden with him. The power of fresh air and experiencing the joys of nature are exactly the medicine young Colin needs to be transformed into a healthy, happy boy. The garden becomes a place that captures the magic of childhood. I especially like the idea that this temperamental little girl is the catalyst for transformation at her uncle's manor house. Mary discovers the secret garden, changes the course of her cousin Colin's life, and in doing so, rewrites her own story as well. The power of such a strong female character resonated with me as a 13-year-old girl and still does today. I'm Melissa Daniels for BookSpeak.
I'm Hannah Rapp, 11 years old from Yorktown Elementary School. I am reviewing Among the Free, the seventh and final book in the Shadow Children series by Margaret Peterson Haddix. I have read every book in this series since last year, and this one is by far my favorite. It was fantastic. In this book, people live in a country where the government forbids that a family has more than two children, because many years ago, the country had a drought that brought a scarcity of food. If the government were to find a third child, then the population police would arrest the parents for violating the law and take the child away to be executed. The main character, Luke Garner, is an illegal third child that has been in hiding his whole life. With the help of his friends Trey, Nina, Percy, Matthias, Alia, and his brother, they attempt to put an end to the population law. Luke starts to work undercover at the population police headquarters and gets sent to a village to issue new identification cards. While doing his rounds, he meets a lady who refuses to attend a town meeting for the ID cards. Luke's boss commands him to shoot the old lady for disobeying the law, and Luke drops the gun and runs away. Several angry villagers run toward the gun, pick it up, and shoot the sergeant. Then the story gets really exciting. Luke continues running from village to village and finds many starving villagers who save him from being executed by the population police. I love this book because it left me thinking about what would happen next on every page. It was very suspenseful and an exciting novel. I loved how the author gave plenty of detail and made the story seem real, even though it was science fiction. I would recommend the series for boys and girls ages 10 and older. I'm Hannah Rapp for BookSpeak.
You too can review a book on the air. Just visit indianapublicradio.org for all the details. Support for BookSpeak 2011 comes from Toyota and Scion of Muncie. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.